He'll be here in 2 minutes, he said.
Great, perfect. All right, I feel like I'm carrying all pack and heat over here. Amr Rav Chisda, Amr Rav Yimi, Tav Tes Zayin Amud Beis. Rav Chisda is the name of Rav Yimi. Machatzelos Arba Umashu Materes Besukah Mishum Dofen. If you have machatzelos, which I had before, it's like a mat that's four tefachim plus, is able to be used as a is matir the sukkah being used as a dofen. You can use it as a wall. Again, thought over here not about as far how wide it is, but how high it is. A wall that is four plus tefachim tall can make a wall of a sukkah. Now, how? We know mechitza has to be 10 tefachim.
Right.
Hey, Chidami says the Gemara, how can you make this a sukkah, a wall? Tali le be'emtza, if you put smack in the middle of 10 tefachim of I guess, of wall space. On top of 10 tefachim, you have to have your schach, because the rule is you can't do lavud without something that you're doing lavud to. It can't be lavud to thin air. So it means you have schach 10 tefachim off the ground. You put this mat 4.5 tefachim in the right in the middle of the 0 to 10, and therefore, if you look over here, he says, "Pagos it's less than tefachim from the ground, less than tefachim from the schach itself." And we know the rule is "Pagos kill dummy." So I can double lavud it basically. Again, 0 to a little less than 3 tefachim is where the schach starts. Four plus tefachim, it goes up to a little over 7 tefachim, and then seven less than, a little over 7 to 10 is less than 3 once again, and that's your kosher sukkah. Again, you can only have it if the schach is right there. You can't do lavud to airspace. It's not enough to go to 10 tefachim off the ground. It's got to go to an actual schach. And therefore, the sukkah over here we're talking about, and this is according to Rashi as well, points this out: the sukkah that has 10 tefachim mitzumtzam. It's exactly 10 tefachim, and then this will work. So that's the Gemara. What's the chiddush? Love it works. We know love it works. Pshita. No. Ma'od etema, chad love it
How
amrina.
does this work? If
Zero.
you're at 2.9,
Yeah, that's where you start the 4 plus tefachim.
then your thing ends at 6.9.
No, because 4 plus tefachim.
Right?
It's 4 plus.
Does it say 4
Yeah.
plus?
Arba umashu. 4 plus. And you get to 7.1, and then you get to 7.1 till 10. What's the chiddush? I mean, love it is not a chiddush. Says Gemara, one love is not a chiddush. But the chiddush is, we would never go double lavud, that you can't go in every direction. You gotta only go one direction. Kamash Malan, that you can go both directions. Says Gemara, one second. I'll prove to you that you can't. Basically, you have a kash from Brisa. Machatzelis Shiva Umashahu, Materis Besukah Mishum Dofen. If I have a machatzelis, it has to be 7 plus to allow for the wall to be kosher. What does that imply? You can only have a lavud in one direction. You can't go both directions for lavud. So we have a kasha right now. So what's the no? No kasha.
Wait.
Yeah.
You just read the mikveh.
Yeah. Shivu Mashu. If you have 7 plus tefachim of material
of mat or whatever
of mass, and I guess I'll shut the phone off right now. I don't know how to do the EMJ phone, but that was weird. That's how I sound like. I can't believe it. I'm never teaching again. Anyways. Machatzelah shiva umashu, materas besukah mishum dofen. If you have a mat that is 7 tefachim plus, then that will allow you to use a wall for it can make a wall for schach for sukkah.
Single lavud.
Because we it sounds like only one lavud is allowed. Single lavud. So Gemara says, Kitanya hi besukah gedola. Because that's not a 10 tefach sukkah. That's a bigger than 10 tefach sukkah. And therefore, I need to have 7 plus because I'm only going off. Well, I'm going off of one direction, either the ground or the schach. But I can't double love with it because it's not within 3 tefachim of both cases. It's only going to be close enough to one of them. Someone's there.
I didn't bother you. Anyone coming?
One more time. Case is as follows. The case is, did I mute the call? He muted the call. Is the call muted? That's him. Case is as follows. I have a sukkah that's 20 tefachim off the ground.
Right.
So I can't double lover it. It's impossible. That's what the Gemara over here says. It's a sukkah gedola.
Double lover meaning lover from the top, lover from the bottom.
Correct. I can't do
you
that.
You can't do that if your mat is only four.
Well, I can't do it no matter what because it's not 10 tefachim. Meaning there's no point of double. If I can get as close, very close to, if I get very close to both sides, I don't need to go lover because that means it's over, you know, 10 tefachim. It's a hall. If I have a sukkah, if I have a wall from here till here, that's my schach is right over above my head right now. There's no reason to double lover it. If I was even close enough to both of them, I can just use that as its own wall. Double love is only. Here's the case. We said over here you need to have 7 plus tefachim in order to make this proper this wall a proper wall. 7 plus
That's
tefachim.
What the mace face says.
Correct. Sounds like over here you only do love it in one direction. Right? That's what it sounds like.
Oh, because if it's 7 plus, you need
one lover, and then we're done. We got to 10.
You'll get to 10.
Exactly. So the Gemara here says, it sounds like Kasha. So the Gemara, no, it's not a Kasha, because it was a Sukkah Gedola. Yeah. I don't need a Bamsa. If I had love, there's no reason to have Bamsa. Again, 20 Tvachim high, Bamsa would mean it has to be within 3 Tvachim of both of them, right? That means the thing itself is like 14 Tvachim tall. What about, I don't need Lovud. I'll just put it on the ground and I have a 14 Tvachim ball. So that, so you're right. In 10 Tvachim case, we use double Lovud, we need double Lovud. But if it's over here, that's not our case. The case over here was, we said over here, 7 Tvachim wall will work. We said, well, what means that's only one Lovud, right? We said, no. Because it's a very big sukkah. That's why it works. So the Gemara says, big sukkah, use a single lovud, what's the chiddush? What's that? So it shouldn't mean that. Says the Gemara, give me one second, I'll get to back to a minute. Kitanehi b'sukkah gedola, umayk v'ashulan, the mishal shalin defanos milmal lamata k'rebi Yossi. That's our chiddush. Our chiddush is that we're able to, remember Yossi had a machlokas of Mishnah, the Tanakhama verse from Yossi, can you do mishal shel 10 tvachim only from the bottom 10 tvachim up? Or even 10 tefachim from the top down, where you have a huge gap to the floor. Rabbi Yossi holds, that's enough. You have a wall, a kosher wall. Well, we say, that's what the Tanakhama says. If an animal can get under there, that's not kosher. Rabbi Yossi disagrees. You have a wall, it's called a wall. You don't need to protect it from animals, it's just a wall. And therefore, the chiddush is, we possibly Rabbi Yossi, at least this Mandamer does, a single lavud from the roof, 7 tefachim long, a lavud to the top, is 10 tefachim from top downwards, and that would count as a wall. It's a mechitza tzluya, like Rabbi Yossi says, is okay. Let me say one more time. Ready? One more time. What's that?
Why is it a masonry?
No, it's a, okay. So I'll tell you one more time. Here's the case. We start off and we said a chiddush. You can do double lavud, right? I can have a 4 plus tefach mat. Draw my brush. Draw it.
There's a nice picture of the back.
Oh, I don't need to draw it. It's in the back. Let's look at the pictures.
Meaning the whole sukkah is only 10 tefachim.
That's the first case we have. That's our first case. 10 tefachim tall. And therefore, I'm able to use a 4 plus tefach mat and do double lava to make it kosher.
Got it.
By the way, and can you do that at the end of the whole sugya? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
That's okay.
No one argues on it. Right. The Gemara's over here. No one argues on it? I'll show it's not allowed. How do I know it's not allowed? What picture is it? I'm looking for the, oh, here it is.
Comes amazing.
Picture Chaf. Page Chaf. Picture Kufn and Dalad. Comes amazing. It says over here, in order to make a wall using lava, you have to have 7 plus tefach of mat. Which implies you only do a single lavud. You can't do a double lavud. Kasha, who said, no, because that wasn't a small sukkah, that was a big sukkah. That was over 10 tvachim, that was 20 tvachim. And the chiddush of, so he said, what's the chiddush then? You already said or not really?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Meisvei comes in to shlug up the first statement.
To suggest that you can only do lavud in one direction.
Okay, how does it?
Because it says to make a wall for a sukkah, you have to have at least 7 plus tefachim to make a wall. How do you make a wall with 7 plus tefachim? Single lavud.
Right.
7 plus tvachim, 10 tvachim altogether, you have a wall. What does that imply?
That doesn't mean you can't do it.
No, if I could do double of it, then I should make a 4. I don't need 7, I just need 4. 4 plus tvachim.
Alright, I don't know.
That's my own desire, but I couldn't make one with even 4. That's not me over here. It's not giving me like you know, it's not Bo Brown trying to do internal, you know, interior decorating over here, interior design. This is a halachic allowance. What's allowed? What makes a wall of a sukkah? And we saw over here, he says, 7 plus tefachim makes a wall of a sukkah. How? Lavud. A single lavud. Sounds like over here, lavud in one direction works, but not two directions. Otherwise,
I wouldn't go that far.
Why?
If you happen to have a mat that's 7.
I don't even need it, though. I don't need it. I can cut it down, cut it in half almost, and use it. I don't need 7. It's not just telling me like it happens to be, if you happen to have one. It's telling me halacha. I can use 7 plus tefachim to make a wall. I shouldn't need that right now, according to what we just said. I only need 4 plus tefachim to make a wall. Well, I don't need 7. Must be I can only go love in one direction. Okay. He said, no, you missed the case. The case we have by 4 plus tefachim, that's because the entire sukkah is 10 tefachim tall. We're talking about a bigger sukkah now. So we say, that's what's no chiddush then. That I could use a single direction lavud for a bigger sukkah? Like, what's your chiddush? We know lavud works.
You mean that the 7 tefachim wall could be
3 tefachim off the ground. Yeah, off the ground, and it works. Like, what's the chiddush?
20 tefachim.
Right. So what's the chiddush then? Why would anyone tell it to me? It's ABCs of our sugya. We don't need someone a chiddush over here, someone telling me this halacha. So here he says, no, the case wasn't from the ground, it was actually from the top. From the top. 3 tefachim off the top. And the chiddush is...
It was hanging.
We possibly Rabbi Yossi. that a mechitza tluya with lavud works.
With lavud from the top,
yeah,
from the bottom.
Still huge top. Gap at the bottom. Could be 10 amos at the bottom even. Rabbi Yossi holds mechitza tluya is a mechitza.
Prior to this, we didn't think that.
We knew that people said that. We just didn't know that that's how this person's going to paskin. And he paskins. You could even use that with lavud in the end. But the chiddush is not the lavud part. The chiddush is that we paskin from Rabbi Yossi. This person is saying, like Rabbi Yossi, that you need to start from the top. Even if there's a lot of gap at the bottom, it would still be okay.
What do Rabbi Yossi mean in the Mishnah when going upwards?
It means that you can start from upwards?
No, go down
from down up.
From up, you go down.
From up to down, I understand Taluya.
Yeah, that's the case. That's his Kiddush.
What's the
down to up is Pashut. It's Pashut that I can start, let's say over here, this is my ceiling. I can go from the floor and put something 10 tefachim tall, right over here, let's say. And that's a kosher wall. You often see this actually in restaurants.
What is the rest of it called? Nothing.
It's not Mechitza Tluya. No, it's just a regular Mechitza.
Right.
The question, the Kiddush was that you could even go on top and go the same down, like according to Rabbi Yossi, according to Tanakama, if you have 3 tefachim off the ground, you can't do this anymore. He doesn't say because of Lavud. He says because
of Tluya.
Not because of Tluya. Because
it's not tall enough wall.
No, if I start from the top, he says, and I go downwards, but now within 3 tefachim, it's a problem. What's the problem? It's tall enough. It's 15 tefachim. The problem is the animals can go up, which means it doesn't properly protect. It's not protective, and walls should be protective. Rabbi says, what are you talking about? Walls should be a wall. It's just called a wall. It's a halachic reality, and it is a wall. Okay.
Here's my question.
Yeah.
Lavud is halacha mosha
mesina. Yes.
Govana kum is halacha
mosha. Yes.
We've already established. You can do dafna kum mesnei tzadim arba tzadim even from gimel dalei.
Yeah.
So once you already established, you can do from shnei tzadim. So why is this any different?
I'll tell you my.
Need it.
I'll tell you my suggestion. It's a great question. Here's my suggestion. Dafna kuma that you can use it to multiple walls, but each wall is just doing it one time. Each side is doing one dofen akuma.
Right.
Here we're saying to make a single wall, I can double love with it. That's a chiddush a little bit. It's one thing to say I can use the dofen akuma principle multiple times.
Dofen akuma is a principle in sukkah.
Sukkah rule.
Sukkah, you're allowed to use dofen akuma.
Yeah.
So you have one sukkah using dofen akuma multiple times.
Yes, but I'm using it multiple times to make multiple walls. Not to make a wall. That I can use two achrosinus to make a single wall? A little bit of chiddush already. That's a chiddush. Actually, people discuss, can I use lavud to make dofen akuma? Can I do that? Meaning what that means is if I'm able to somehow dofen akuma it, missing 3 tefachim of airspace or whatever, little less, can I extend it through lavud? Can I use two achrosinus to make a wall? What's that?
Is that like using that wall space?
Well, I have a little bit, I have a wall. I have a dofen akuma. Which is, let's say, 3 amos. Doesn't hit the wall. The stock, though.
No. Airspace. You want to use airspace?
Well, I'm going to combine. I'm using dofen akuma plus less than 3 tefachim of airspace.
No, but airspace is not shlosh tefachim.
Sure it is.
So is
lavud. So is lavud also. No, 3 tefachim.
So you could have put...
No. If you have airspace...
3 tefachim knocks it out. Yeah, we'll see. Actually, I'm talking more today.
For
tefachim, it's actually machlokes. Machlokes for tefachim for amos, we pass in 4 tefachim, schach puzzle, and airspace is 3 tefachim.
So you can have a space.
So that's the question. That's the question is, can you do that? Can you do double? That's what we see, that's to create a wall. Within the same wall, again, I can use double lavud, but according to many people, I cannot use lavud and dofen akuma to make a single wall. So the answer to this question, I can use multiple dofen akumas, each one making a whole wall. Each one makes a separate wall, and I can make multiple walls that way. But that I can use multiple chesinas to make one wall, that's a little bit of a chiddush. That's what we're saying over here. You can even do it that way. That's what I would guess is the answer. Okay. Amar Rabbi Ami, pas arba umashu matir besuka mishum dofen. Now here's the case again. You can have a pas arba umashu. It's now, I think instead of now going vertical, it's going horizontal. Going horizontal. If I have a pas arba umashu, and Rashi says over here, it's 10 tefachim high, it's going horizontal, not vertical anymore. Okay, so we had last time we had a vertical lavud, now we're going now to horizontal. If you have a pas, a piece of whatever, of wood, of some thing, that's 4 tefachim plus, matir b'sukkah mishum dofen. It's matir in the sukkah, it out counts as a wall, umukim lav pachim mishum tefachim, samuch l'dofen. And we place it within 4, 3 tefachim to the wall, The chopach is also something with dolphin. Kill love a dummy. So again, what? Ma chiddush. This is a basic rule of lover. I have a 10 tefach high wall, only 4 tefachim in its width. I put it within 3 tefachim to a connecting wall right next to it. Uh-huh. And it counts now as a wall. It's able to make a wall that way.
Because of love.
Because of love. So what happened here? Like that doesn't mean like anything was a chiddush. Ma'akam mashmalan. Ha'akam mashmalan, he says, shir meshachuk sukkah katana shiva. That's a chiddush. Like we have beforehand, the chiddush was we hold like Rabbi Yossi, that we can even have a mechitza tefuya. Here the chiddush is, holy Beis Shammai, that the shear of a sukkah, the small shear of a sukkah, is 7x7 tzvachim. So I need to get within 3 to create 7 tzvachim. But over here the chiddush isn't that you can use love. We know you can use love. That's again, that's ABCs of our din.
Halacha
Beis Shammai.
Let him say that.
Oh, so why not say that? Okay, yeah, I hear that.
Is it saying that if there's a 7x7 minimum sukkah, the wall only needs to be
one wall. One wall can be 3-4 tefachim near the other wall, within 3 tefachim of the other wall, and that counts for, that would count as lavud, and you have now your 2 of your walls, and you can do the last tefach shochak, whatever else you want to use.
Each one of the 2 main walls could only have 4?
No. Not each one. I'll tell you why I don't think so. Because lavud only works to hit something else. I have to hit something else. I can't just do magic 3 tefachim and then it stops in the middle air. It's got to be close to a wall to hit lavud. I can't do love it to airspace.
Yeah.
Show me how to do it. Show me how to do it.
Correct.
I'm looking at you, but I'm having a hard time understanding. I know I see it.
You have 4.
Okay.
You have a gap. Then you have the next.
So no, draw for me. Just draw. I know I saw the hands. Just draw for me. So I think something's off with it. I just can't say without that with the hands. So show me your V's.
You don't even need.
That's not gonna work.
How big is it? 4 tefachim. Each one's 4 tefachim?
Oh yeah, that's
4. Where's the next one?
Each one is 4.
I have to get somehow. I don't have a thing that's next to it. It's not hitting anything.
This one here is not hitting.
It's not hitting. It doesn't. If you drew to start the scale for a second,
you're gonna have love with
10. It's not gonna reach it. It's not gonna reach it.
This has to be.
Yeah, because they're hitting in both empty spaces. There's empty spaces. They're both hitting. You can't do it without. We have to hit something, and it can't hit empty space. It can't meet empty, you know, love to meet each other in imaginary air. You have to hit something in order to create love. You can draw however you want. I'm pretty sure it's not possible. I haven't thought all the possibilities. I don't think it's possible. Okay. And the chiddush over here is going to be we pass like Beis Shammai. So here's the recap we have till now.
I don't understand the chiddush.
The chiddush is that all you need is 4.
Beis Hillel
says you don't need Rosh Rubo v'Shulchan, only Rosh Rubo v'Rubo. I'll say the number is 6x6. I'll assume. Beis Hillel says you can have 6x6 tefachim, that's fine. Beis Shammai says, no, you have to have 7x7, Rosh Rubo v'Shulchano. What the Gemara here says, to make lavud, you have to have at least a 4 tefach wide wall and put it right near 3 tefachim to the other wall. What does that show you? Has to be altogether how big? 7 tefachim. So we thought possibly Beis Shammai.
Maybe I'm missing something. Didn't we always say that the minimum size of the sukkah was...
Beis Shammai says that. I thought we were asking.
One of the 6.
But Beis Hillel argues, and they say, no, it could be even less than that. It can be Rosh of Rubo. That's Av Gimel. Av Gimel, we had this discussion. But if Rosh Rubo is enough, again, you say 6x6, I don't know if I ever said that, but...
This is the source of the Kiddush.
It's not the source, but it is a source. So you sleep here or no?
Okay, so you can say Paskin by Beis Shammai in this case.
Correct.
You already said, Hamapu, you can't talk.
I don't think you said Hamapu.
Where's the camera?
Here, just take it, fine.
Stay here. You don't have a camera in these kind of shirim.
Here, take this. He has a camera.
Right, what? By trace.
No, it's fine. You sit over here. Mr. Rain, come
here.
Great, thanks. Okay. Mishnah. Oh, quick recap. Recap, we had the following thing. Again, we started off and we said over here we can have to create a wall going over here vertically and horizontally. Vertically, we can create a wall as long as you have 4 plus tefach item. Because what you do is, assuming it's a sukkah katana, 10 tefachim high, you go less lavud in the top, lavud to the bottom, and you're good to go. I mentioned before, it's got to be something that you're going love with too. It's got to be 10 tefachim max is your schach. Nothing higher than that. Because you can't go to airspace. Love it only hits when it hits something else. So what's a chiddush? Because just love in both directions. Then we had a case, what do you mean? We said 7 tefachim. 7 plus in order to create a wall. That was a sukkah gedola. So what's the chiddush? Love in one direction. Is that a chiddush? Chiddush is, you can even start from the top. Apostle Rabbi Yossi, that even a mechitza tluya is a good mechitza. We then talked over here about the opposite way, going horizontally. And we said once again, 4 tefachim in order to create next to a wall is enough for lavud. What's a chiddush? Of course, we know lavud. Chiddush is has to be altogether seven, and therefore that would be considered a beishamai. That's what paskin. Yeah, you found how to do it or not? You got a way to do it?
Well, I'm cheating by looking at the pictures.
You can cheat. That's fine. I don't mind.
Why can't you do that?
Well, what am I doing with that? How's it helping me?
Well, that's one wall, yeah.
Little wall at a time.
Okay, well, what's it doing for me?
Can you use lavud between two and two?
Yeah.
So that's one wall of only four actual wood, but seven.
Yeah.
Same again there. So you've got a sukkah.
Well, I don't have a sukkah. I need a little more. That now you have a sukkah, you say. Because here you're talking about you have a single pas arba. You have a single pas. You don't have like, it's not like, this isn't Lego blocks. Lincoln Logs.
You know with our sukkahs, we have like a metal frame.
Yeah.
Could you have lavud up to the metal frame and then going across another lavud?
I don't know what that means. Lavud up. I don't want to go lavud up. I have a wall that's only, how tall is, how big is my wall? I don't need to hit the skach.
I've got three, seven, three.
I don't need to do the second level. I have only one level is all I need. So three and seven. Three, four, three.
Yeah.
So sounds like it works.
Yeah, but what about if I'm missing a skach?
But I hit my top. I hit my wall.
I hit a metal bar.
I hit metal bars. That's my level. That's my level.
Nothing there.
Then I can't do metal level to imaginary ear. Correct. Says the Mishnah. Here's the case that she was talking about earlier on. If I have a gap of airspace from wall to schach, that's puzzle. Three tefachim is too far. Now that's case number one. The next three over here are all the similar cases. If I have a home that it kind of, again, the middle part is caved in or it's missing, and you put schach on top of that area, so you meish minakosel sikuch arba. Amos Tula. If you have four amos, from the wall where the wall ends, or the wall, I guess, where the schach meets the wall, it's four, more than four amos. Pasul dofen akuma. We know the rule. That's basic what we always know. And then he says two more cases that are very similar. Okay, chatzar shima kefes achsadra. If you have a chatzar, you have a courtyard that is surrounded by porches, by balconies. So if you look over here, I'm sure the picture in the back, I assume. It was on page, I think, Chaf last time. Yeah, it's like a pergola. It's picture Kuf Samach Vav. You have a balcony, and the balcony juts out into the chatzer. And so now you have underneath, you have now this, and the schach is placed on top of that. So again, you have bad stuff from the wall a certain distance into the chatzer, and on top of that is good schach. So again, he says over here, if that bad stuff is four amos, the same rule, it won't be kosher. And if it's for Amos, not kosher. If that's for Amos, it would be kosher. We bring a third case down. Sukkah gdola. Shikifua b'davar she'im sachim bo. If you have a big sukkah, which again is, if you look over here, it's in the bottom right picture on page Chaf Aleph, Kuf Samach Zayin, picture Kuf Samach Zayin. If I have a big sukkah, much longer, I mean, it's a big sukkah, and again, I use for schach, b'davar she'im sachim bo, something that's not kosher for schach. So if you have four amos of stuff that you're putting the kosher schach next to afterwards, then it's possible. So basically, he said the rule of lavud. Then we case three cases of dofen akuma. The Gemara wants to know kolhani lamali. Why do I need all of these? Tell me one case. I get dofen akuma. I can figure out myself how to apply it. Why you tell me three times just different types of dofen akuma? What's the reason behind it? Yeah.
Wait, I thought dofen akuma was that your puzzle schach has to be less than three. Amos, no?
Four amos. Yeah.
Less than four amos.
Less than four, then, and basically, the kosher schach, if it's less than four amos from the wall, then it's kosher.
Why? Because we look at the wall like it bends. That's not considered.
It's a dofen akuma.
Right.
But you can only sleep under the kosher schach.
Correct.
You can't sleep under the dofen akuma.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And in this one here, in this picture here on Samach Zion,
yeah,
the chiddush here is the amount of kosher stuff on that roof is like 30-20%.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't bother me at all. But if you call it a chiddush, then yeah, it's a chiddush.
It's quite incredible. But that's a kosher sukkah.
Listen, it's a tiny sukkah. It's only the part under the schach is kosher. It's like having a tiny sukkah.
It has to be seven by seven.
Yeah, it's got to be 7x7 area of kosher schach. It's like having a tiny sukkah. That's what you have, basically.
You've got a tiny sukkah and the walls are quite a long way.
Yeah, from. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So the Gemara in Kol Hani Lamali, why do I need all these examples? You don't give me three examples of the same exact thing. Again, I can figure out myself.
No. The four amos.
Yeah, four amos. Either you have the house that cave that opened up the ceiling, or you have the porches, the balconies, or you have a case where you have a huge sukkah that you kind of use bad stock for. Why tell the basic three times? Tzricha. If you only told me the middle one, the first one, when the top of the roof kind of you took off it, you might tell me I can extend a wall that was made to be a wall for that area. Where? Again, reading the Gemara.
Okay.
These mechitzos were avidan, were made for the house that they're actually being used for right now. And therefore, I can extend a wall that was made to be a wall in that area. I can extend that. But to take now, in my case of the courtyard, where I have a house, many houses that are surrounding with balconies, and I'm now going to take the mechitzos lav lachsadra avidi, that there, the walls that we're using, which are the house walls, were not made for the purpose of the achsadra. It wasn't made to connect for the balcony. It was made to be for the inside of the house, not for the outside of the house. Meaning those walls were made to provide protection inside the house, not to provide a support for the porches that it's connected to. So maybe you'll tell me, La Laksadra Avidi, aim low. Maybe you'll tell me it shouldn't work to make the open akuma. I can't extend a wall to a place where it wasn't supposed to be protected anyways. Supposed to be protecting the inside of the house. It's supposed to be acting as a part of the balcony. We just happen to affix the balcony to it. So maybe you'll tell me the open akuma won't work in that direction. So tzricha, I have to tell you, it works there as well.
That's okay.
V'yashmi'ina and hani tarti. If I only told you those two, shum d'schachan schach kosher. Because there, at least, the schach in those cases is kosher schach. Aval sukkah gedola shikifua b'davar she'emesachin bo. But if I took a big sukkah and I affixed to that big sukkah, you know, almost for almost words of non-kosher schach, in order to, whatever reason I'm doing, try to connect it. Or I had a limited amount of schach, so I had to figure out what to do to reach the schach. So I use something that's not kosher schach, like a sheet, or something that's makabel tumah, whatever it might be. So this the schach puzzle, who? Emelo, maybe tell me that shouldn't work. So we say, tzricha, no, there also, I have to tell you it actually does work. Now, the assumption over here that they're making is, even though the picture I don't think shows it, it's not the picture's fault, it's not trying to show it, I don't think, is that the case of the Bayish and Nivchis is that you actually had kosher schach. No? It was kosher schach.
I didn't understand that last kiddush. They all have kosher schach in the middle.
No, all kosher schach on the sides. Even though what you're using everywhere else, I think it's not kosher because you didn't put it up for that reason. So it's not you can't sleep under it. But the material is a material that is kosher schach material. That's what over here he's assuming. Because if you look in the Mishnah over here said, the third case, you davka put non-kosher schach up there to make it dofen akuma. In the first two cases, again, you couldn't live under that because it was made not for the purpose of sukkah. So it's like Beisham or Beis Hillel, it's tassel and usul. You can't use that, it's not schach. But at least the material that was you using dofen akuma with was a material that you could have used for schach in theory had you put it there for that reason.
Case number three,
you put non-good schach up there, and the chiddush over here is that you could even spread a wall when the material you're using is not good schach material.
Where's the bad material in the pictures?
Well, the bottom right one, it looks like some sort of a, I don't know, cloth or...
Yeah.
What bothers me is if you look in the picture right above that, it's not kosher schach, it looks like it's a ceiling, right? But I guess that's a bad picture.
The open ceiling.
Yeah, but the point is that the ceiling wall is not kosher schach. Not the schach, but
you didn't put it there for the same sukkah. That's the difference.
I know, but let's say, no, the third case, what's the case of the third case?
You put it there in the same sukkah. You're building, I'm building a sukkah. And I'm using...
bad schach.
...with no schach
kosher. Yeah.
So you're doing a bakavana, whereas the other two cases, it's memela.
But so wouldn't you think that doing kavana is better than memela?
Not when you're using schach puzzle.
But then it shouldn't be worse than memela.
Well, I'm lost. Are you saying that dofen akuma overrides the puzzle schach?
Doesn't override it. The point is that we could have thought, again, the shmos over here, I think at least, the shmos is in the first two cases, you use material that had you put down properly.
It says it somewhere.
Maybe Rashi?
Huh. agree with you, the picture does not...
The picture is bad. It's a bad picture for us. But I think if we look at Rashi, I hope...
What's a bad picture?
Look over here. Look at Rashi. Schach Kusheru. See, Rashi is Schach Kusheru. It's somewhere down here. Schach Kusheru. See, Rashi, it's towards the bottom of the page. I'm not telling how many lines it is, but my guess is probably 17. So maybe it's, I think I went a little low on that one, a little high. Probably closer to 14. Schach Kusheru. Kilomar mimin Schach Kusheru. The first two. Upsulo mishum taslam and aswe. Aval davarsh e mesachin bo mishum min pasul e malo lichshrei ayne ikum. Which implies that the first two cases you had, it was kosher schach material. Right. The picture is very troubling because it's in the back of the... Again, you shouldn't obviously question the picture.
All pictures, they don't make sense.
Well, I don't know. This one I don't know. This one might be. It might be wood. It could be wood. I don't know what it is. But this is definitely not wood.
On this one here.
Gemara is specifically saying that they were...
Yeah, they were made... Yeah. It says, again, I'm just looking at the picture, which is... I should ask a kasha on a picture, but...
I actually
mean a little less than four.
But I think that's what it is, right? It looks that way. I think it's what it is.
It's not talking about a height of the...
No, it's horizontal.
Horizontal. Okay. So quick recap, and then we'll stop and we'll do a quick schmooze. The, again, the sukkah, we had the Din of Lavan in the Mishnah, we did about three separate cases down of Dofen Akuma. The case of the classic case when the house you put in the middle of the roof, the case that we have the porches, and then you have a case of the bad schach you put up there to just close in the walls a little bit. And you put it in schach puzzle. The Gemara's over here, why do you need all three of them? We said each one's necessary. First one's necessary in order to teach you the lacha that even though, if we only had the first one, we wouldn't know the second one. We'd say dafka because the wall was made to shelter that part that it's dofen akumaing towards. As opposed to the case of the Aksadra, the wall's there for the house, for the inside, not for the outside. So we said, no, it still works. And at least those two cases, we would say, they each work, but they work because the Gemara is suggesting, because at least you use the material you're using to pull over the wall is in theory schach kusher, had you put it for the right reason. But the third case we had, which is the case when you dafka put schach pus on top, that shouldn't work maybe. That also will work as well.
When we were talking about the first two cases, we said we need case number two to show you that even the wall that's made for the inside of the house
can still be used over the kuma. Correct.
It doesn't explain why I need case number one.
So this is a great question. I'll say more than that. Here's my question that I think Shimon was asking also. Once I have case number three, why do I need case number one or two? Just the case number three.
So I would say once I have case number two, I can throw out case number one.
So I'm saying it one step further. Once I have case number three, I throw out case number two and number one.
No, but case number three, the walls are
you're right.
There
you're, Makabel,
the inside of
them. Makabel, you're right. Case number one, I agree with Shimon. Why do you need case number one in the end? See, why case number one? Why do you need case number one in the end? Once I have case number two and three...
What's the finish?
Then what's the reason why you have case number one?
That's a case of Fort Stubbin. That was the case that we brought on.
But I think case number two, it's true. That is a chiddush we had back then. But it looks like, again, I'm going to picture it. Yeah, there's no reason why to think that each case is not like that. I mean, we don't know, we didn't know what each case, what it looked like, how many sides it was. It doesn't say, right? It doesn't say how many sides it was on. So why couldn't I have the second and third case? Second one I need because it wasn't made for that that part of the sukkah. You're right. And the third I need because I have the mamash chach puzzle. Why do I need the first case anymore? Yep, I don't know. Don't know. I gotta think about it. It's a good question. I'm trying to think if I can get an answer. I'll tell you maybe an answer. Maybe an answer. Even though I don't like it, but I'll tell you maybe an answer. Maybe you'll tell me if you have everything going for you, like the first case, I could even use more than four amos. Okay, please do. Because I don't like that answer so much. You have an answer?
Yeah.
Can we hear?
Loads it off them.
Okay. The mishnah here says it's this show is built as a sricha though. I mean, usually we don't say
it's building
up. Okay. Usually we don't do that with a tzricha. You do that when you don't want to have that's not when it's a tzricha case. Usually you do when it's like a two cases you don't understand why you need both of them. We say lozu afzu, but not when I say why I need all three of them. When I discuss that question, I don't usually go lozu afzu in a tzricha case. My answer I'm giving you, I don't think is right, is if I knew we maxed out at four, that was the max you can get, because each one has a reus, so each one has a negative thing attached to it. Bad schach, or not built for that reason. But if it's good schach and built for that reason, maybe you think you could even extend it beyond four amos. I don't like saying that because I know that what we know is four amos, and so hard to me to look right now. He doesn't like it. I don't know. I hear the question is a great question. The answer is worse than it. Doesn't matter. It's a bad answer, but That's my potential pshat.